Vanessa, thank you. We're here thanks to Brighton's lawyers, experts in slip and fall compensation claims. This is part of the show where you have your say. Give us a text on 0457 736 736 or the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170. Save thousands on your dream home with the McDonald Jones birthday sale on now.
The Kaiser Chiefs, I've got them down. I'll give them thumbs up. Just a little preview of them during the news with Vanessa there. Kaiser Chiefs, I predict a riot is a banger. Is that one of their songs? I only heard Ruby, which is a pretty good song. So there you go, Kaiser Chiefs. So get thumbs up. Mm. So they're going to be there. If you're lucky enough to be there for England and Samoa, the opening match at the Rugby League World Cup, the 2021 yep. Rugby League World Cup, which is in Newcastle. And on the same day, that's the day game, that night, this is the one I'll be calling with BBC, hello, and Fox League, and reporting on for SEN, Australia versus Fiji at Leeds, in Headingley.
Right. Yes. That'll be all right. Okay, wake me up when semi-finals get there. Morning, boys. What price Victor to be the first player sent off? Ooh, yes, Victor.
Wouldn't that, what do you think? Wouldn't that be disappointing? Morley style, Morley on Kearn style, first seconds first tackle of a series. Yes, that was a dramatic moment. Speaking of pitch invaders, this is Nathan says, what about all the Manly and Melbourne players that entered the field to break up the Adam Blair and Glenn Stewart fight back in the Battle of Brookvale? Not quite the same, is it? I mean, it's not genuine McClendon, Greg Ritchie areas. We're trying to find famous people, sports people. We'll take any notable that's gone out onto an illegal entrant.
I think it's a thin field. I think it's a very thin field.
Very slim field.
Yeah, very thin.
We've got two. Two.
Yeah, well, two. I think we'll be struggling. Pearl sort of, he said, Piggy Riddell invaded the stands, applauded his own try, then went back on the field. So technically he was a pitch invader after getting behind the fence.
Right. Sort of. Was Mark McClendon's ponytail real or a clip-on? And if a security guard pulled it, would there have been a penalty a la Luciano Leilua? Could they grab him by the ponytail? What would be the reaction if you grabbed a ponytailed pitch invader by the ponytail?
You can do anything to a pitch invader. You could, if he hits the ground, you can kick him too. Just put the boot in, put the slipper in.
Well, it's a bit heavy. I would have said just the taser.
Why
just
is that?
Why not a kick?
Well, you want to fine him $20,000. Why don't you drop the slipper in too?
Put the slipper in. Well, that's
interesting. That might dissuade him from doing it, Andy.
Well, sure. But I just think the taser in the face hangover stuff.
Why don't you just give them a good flogging? Like like four or five security guards just one out him and hammer him.
Oh, there we go. Yes, there we go. Brandy's had his quota of pitch invaders. He's had enough. He's had enough. Famous pitch invaders, boys, they don't come much bigger than the real ye. Kanye West. Kanye ran on stage at the MTV Music Awards interrupting Taylor Swift's acceptance speech to proclaim that Beyonce should have taken home the win.
That was a disgrace.
From Simon.
Disgraceful.
Was it? You remember it? You remember it?
Yeah. Disgraceful.
Talk us through it. What happened?
Goose. I just saw, I wasn't watching them, but I've seen vision of it. Mm. So, yeah.
What's the rugby league equivalent?
The Dally M Awards.
Dally M's.
Nico Hines wins it, but some clown runs up on stage and says, Ben Hunt should have won that. Now he deserves a slipper. Drop him and put the boot into him.
Kanye West, is he married to Beyonce? Were they a thing? Were they a couple?
No. No, he married one of the Kardashians.
Think. So he had no alliance there, but he's gone to Beyonce. He must have been on the Beyonce bus.
He was on the bus.
He was on the Beyonce bus.
I think he had a lot of money riding on Beyonce winning it.
This one, best way to fix the streaker issue. This is from Kenny. Kenny's put some thought into it. I'd have referees and linesmen officiate nude. That would fix the itch that people have. Kenny thinks if there is open nudity among our officials on the side, Kenny, go back to work. That ain't going to. You've got to go back to the whiteboard there, Kenny. That's not the solution.
That's as bizarre as Mark McClendon running on the field, that statement from
Touch
Kenny.
Judge out there with nothing other than a flag.
Yep.
Oh, they have to have boots. They'd have to wear boots. Right. You're going to totally nude. They'd have to wear boots and socks.
Yes. Morning, boys. The NRLW goes to 10 teams next season and 12 the year after that.
Ah, there we go. 6 to 10. Right.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a 9-round comp anyway.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Upped it by 2.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan invaded a baseball pitch for a few months, says Dan.
He did. Well, that's a sarcasm. We all appreciate sarcasm here on The Breakfast Show. 1300 01 1170 is the McDonald Jones open line. You can text 0457 736 736. Will Smith, yeah, at the Oscars this year, pitch invader, then won the Oscar. The Will Smith. Like, let's get back to wanker of the year. Surely that's up there. Surely that moment.
That was prime
nomination.
Gus Gould invaded the field when there was a touch judge, says Lugsy.
He did. Yeah, in the footy show. Yeah, he came on. He was an official touch judge. He was doing that. He was all mic'd up. It was a great piece. Gus was a touch judge for the night, and referee was Simpkins. Paul Simpkins was the referee, and there was a fight. Yep. And the famous audio was, and we might be able to dig it out, Paul Simpkins turns to Gus. Yeah, he goes to his first touch judge. Anything to report? Yep, number 12 ran in. He did this, blah, blah, blah. And then Simpkins turns to Gould and asks, and what have you got? He said, no, I just came in here because I thought that's what we do. just came in to support you and back you up. So he ran in with his flag.
Well, Gus thought about invading the field as a coach in 1994, I think it was, down at Shark Park.
Yeah.
Bill Harrigan sent him off, sent him from the field. I don't know if he actually made it on the field, but he was in the tracksuit.
Yeah, he had the tracksuit on the sideline and got sent off, hands in pockets. Mm. And he also ordered the Roosters back in the day when Sean Garlick was captain. Roosters playing Manly at Brookvale. He wanted them off the field. The message came out. I think Ronnie Palmer went out to Sean Garlick. He said, Gus wants you to walk the players off the field during the game. Come off. And Sean's going, what? What? We're in front. They were leading at the time. They were leading, and Gus wanted them to come off the field, which was an interesting play.
Do you want a bit more information on Kanye and Beyonce? Kanye is on Jay-Z's payroll.
Sorry?
He's Beyonce's husband. So Jay-Z is married to Beyonce. Kanye is on Jay-Z's payroll. Jay-Z's.
Sorry, say again. Who's married to Beyonce?
Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z, as if...
Yeah, and Kanye Jay-Z is on Jay-Z's payroll. So,
right.
Yeah, so there was a tie in there. But still,
okay, there's a tie in.
Still
yeah,
wanker territory.
This one, morning, boys. Warriors legend trainer Ruben Wiki tackled a naked streaker. He did.
Hard too.
I think it was Dunedin. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, he did the big tackle. Yeah, the big tackle. Yeah.
Joe from the Central Coast says, Brandy, have you been to the Melbourne Storm training? All this talk about putting the slipper in. Joe, don't get me in trouble. Come on.
All right. As we go to a break, just confirming. So the new teams in the NRLW next year, and remiss of us not to to mention these. It is Canberra, Cronulla, the Cowboys and the Tigers added to the six that competed in the competition just complete. So we've got the Raiders, the Sharks, the Cowboys and the Tigers all coming in 2023. It is 16 minutes to 8. Breakfast here on SEN 1170 AM in Sydney with Vossie and Brandy and right across the SEN network.